Monday, which means it's that day of the week where I answer your pressing questions about copywriting, marketing, business building, and more. That's right, it's Mailbox Monday, and today's question is about writing daily emails, writing daily marketing emails, and how to keep them consistently engaging. So my new subscriber, Esther, said that her biggest challenge is writing consistent, engaging daily emails or newsletters to my email list. And we're going to cover that in today's episode. And remember, check out the links in the description with this episode. If you have a question that you'd like to have answered about copywriting, marketing, business building, and more, it's at breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. That's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. The link is in the description, and you can have your question answered on an upcoming episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so Esther, I feel you. And anybody else that has struggled with writing consistent, engaging daily emails or newsletters to your email list, hey, I feel you. Because I've been doing this since April 2014. I've been putting out daily content, writing daily emails, articles, blog posts, daily videos, podcast episodes. You know, the media used has morphed and changed, but the same fundamental challenge applies. Hey, how do I keep this engaging? How do I keep this interesting? How do I keep this fresh? How do I keep this relevant to you as a subscriber? And you know, it's not always easy. There are some days where I struggle with something to say up until that moment where it's like, I'm going to have to hit publish soon. So let me just get this content out. Right. And so that struggle is real. And some days it's going to be a lot easier than others. Some days it's going to be a lot harder than others. But I do have a few tips for you that hopefully will be useful here. So the number one thing to remember is that even though these are marketing emails, even though these are business emails, even though the main purpose is to drive leads, customers, sales, profits, to bring business in, not every email should be a sales email or an offer email. I mean, you have to deliver great content. You have to talk about things that people are interested in engaging with. And that's not just, hey, we have the latest sale. And, you know, like I'm a subscriber. I'm on the email list privately for Waves plugins, which they make a bunch of VSTs for music production software. So that's like effects, that's instruments, etc. They do a great job of having, I mean, they have such a broad catalog at this point of software that they have deals going on all the time. And so they are constantly putting out deals emails. But in between, they're also constantly putting out new content that's interesting. And the great thing is, like, that content is always relevant to, hey, here's how we're using this particular, you know, effects package to make this sound in this music. And so if you're interested in that, you can learn about that. Or here's how to master hip hop vocals. And you learn about the different effects that are used in mastering hip hop vocals. But of course, those processing units, those soft pieces of software, are products that you can buy from Waves. And so constantly delivering great content while at the same time finding ways to work in offers. So it's a mix of content and marketing. And it's all about coming up with these unique ideas that are relevant to your market and finding those ideas and being stimulated to come up with those ideas in a way that you can make relevant to your audience, that you can make relevant to what they want to read, but also make relevant to the offers that you're making. And so, for example, my recent email copywriting prompts training that you can check out the link in the description with this episode, that's all about stimulating those ideas. It offers effectively an unlimited supply of idea prompts for things that you can write emails about. And then what you'll find happens is that within those, for example, you know, if you are you know, in whatever business, like in my business, right? I have a short list of things that I tend to talk about. So entrepreneurship, copywriting, you know, building your copywriting business as well as the skill of copywriting. I have this short list of different items that I talk about that are relevant to my audience, but then I find new ways to present those old ideas over and over again. I still remember Dan Kennedy talking about like his monthly newsletters that he did for decades that he basically never came forward with a new idea. It was he had his short list of all the ideas that he consistently followed in marketing, and he talked about those in his newsletters. The challenge is, how do you come up with a new hook, a new story, a new way to present those same ideas in a new way that is then appealing to your audience or gives them a fresh perspective on it, oftentimes from your own fresh application of the same tried and true principles and strategies. And so you can ask yourself, like, as you consider this, like, what's my audience interested in? Like, what's my audience interested? What does my audience care about? So you make your emails not about your products, not about your sales, not about your offers, but what does your audience care about? Make your emails about them, and they're going to be much more interested in engaging on a day-to-day, month-to-month, week-to-week basis. And to learn more about them, you can ask questions like, where do they hang out? Like, are they members of specific Facebook groups or subreddits, or do they follow certain people on social media, or are there places that they hang out in person? Are they regular churchgoers, or are they involved? Do they always go to the gym? Where are the places that my audience hangs out? And how is that relevant to what I might talk about in my emails? What media do they consume? So if my audience is consistently consuming specific media from specific media sources, it pays to pay attention to what that media is and to know what's being talked about in that media and to be able to reflect on it and even specifically to comment on stories that are prevalent in the different media that they consume. And then kind of linked to that is, what are they already talking about? So if there is a big thing going on in your market or with your target audience, then it's something worth talking about. For example, I follow people who do some hypnosis training. And one of the things that's being talked about right now is there's this big conference in Las Vegas every year, HypnoThoughts Live, that is not going to happen this year again because of COVID. So maybe if I was writing a daily email for hypnotists, I might talk about HypnoThoughts Live and about live conferences in general and how hypnosis has changed in the context of less in-person interaction and all of that. So just, what's my audience interested in, and what are all the different elements and angles of that, and how can I constantly be commenting on that and have a story that ties back to my offer? And so having all these different things, and by the way, here's one final relevant tip here. Tell your audience to ask you their single most important question, or like to share their biggest challenge with whatever it is that you do. So the entire premise of today's episode was, what's your single most important question or challenge around marketing right now? And Esther asked about writing consistent, engaging daily emails or newsletters for her email list. And it created a relevant piece of content for subscribers in my audience. I picked it out of the submissions because it was relevant, but I also picked it because it is relevant to my latest offer, which is email copywriting prompts. This is a training that was exclusively available inside BTMS Insiders, where you pay a monthly fee to get access, which is still an awesome deal, by the way. But this is like an entry point into my training. I consider it laying out the welcome mat because I made a special offer on it, including an additional piece of training on strategic email marketing for copywriters, which goes even deeper into like how to strategize, when to use content, when to use marketing emails, etc., and how to structure your entire email marketing plan in a strategic way to maximize the engagement and the profits, the ROI, the revenue that you're able to generate from that. So check out the link in the description to email copywriting prompts, the new special offer for that, and yeah, I hope that you found this valuable, and I hope that it encourages you, because when you start to get in the habit of it, when you set a publishing deadline every day and you just do it, and you pick up a few resources along the way that may help you do it better, well, you're probably going to get pretty good at this, but it is going to take a little bit of practice and a little bit of learning how it works. So with that, I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Don't forget to check out the links in the description. Also, let me know in the comments below, how valuable did you find this episode and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How might you approach email copywriting differently as a result of reading this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I'll catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.